Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Chair, thank you.
Mr. President, thank you for giving me the floor and for the excellent and inclusive way in which you and your team are conducting business. Allow me just a general observation to begin with on the plan, which we really believe is structured well. We also are convinced that the inclusion of ambitious, relevant, and realistic actions complemented with clear and measurable indicators will, when realized, have a lasting impact on affected communities. Mr. President, on section 5, we would have three comments. One is related to action 19. Given that Article 4 of the Convention outlines obligations that affected states have already committed to, we would recommend the removal of the phrase "to the greatest extent feasible" in favor of a reference to the original Article 4 deadline. So the amended text could read, "to achieve completion as soon as possible, no later than their original Article 4 deadline, where applicable," and then you would continue. On action 23, this action relates to the prioritization of survey and clearance activities based on a number of criteria. The existing indicator relates to gender and diversity, and we think is a very good one. We believe there would be value in including an additional indicator for this action, which would help measure the extent to which other humanitarian and sustainable development criteria are included in survey and clearance planning and prioritization. This additional indicator could read as follows: the number of affected states parties that report on the inclusion of humanitarian and sustainable development considerations in survey and clearance planning and prioritization in line with the sustainable development goals. One comment on action 24. The term disaggregated could be included in the indicator associated with this action in order to add clarity. It would then be in line with the action itself, and the indicator would read the number of affected states parties providing, and here we would add disaggregated, and then continue, information on the extent and nature of all remaining cluster munition, contaminated areas, and so on and so forth. Mr. President, if you would allow me a final comment that touches upon this section, but also other sections. There are a number of references in the document to the notion of development, and there might be places where it would be advantageous maybe to add sustainable before development. For example, in the introduction, paragraph 3, action 8, action 23, and action 32. Thank you very much, Mr. President.